The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. The 19-year-old man charged with killing six people in an Ottawa suburb made a court appearance today. Five of the victims, a 35-year-old woman and her four children, were from the same family. Police say they were newcomers to Canada from Sri Lanka. Nicole Williams reports from Ottawa.
This was 19-year-old Febrio De Zoysis' second court appearance, his first with a lawyer. It is a public defender who came out to tell reporters that his client is currently in protective custody, and that is because of how serious the charges are against him. Six counts of first-degree murder, one count of attempted murder. Now, police were called to a Barrhaven residence in the city's south end last Wednesday evening, and when they went inside, they found six people killed, including a 35-year-old mom from Sri Lanka and her four young children, the youngest being just a two-month-old baby. The only survivor was the husband and father who's been taken to hospital. But the disturbing thing about this is that De Zoysa was actually living at this residence himself. When police arrived, they were able to take him into custody fairly quickly, and he is expected back in court on March 28th. Nicole Williams, CBC News, Ottawa.
The Supreme Court of Canada has decided not to hear an appeal by several Manitoba churches charged with violating pandemic restrictions. Lawyers for the churches argued the rules violated the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Two lower courts had already rejected that argument. Today's decision by Canada's High Court means those previous rulings stand. Former Judge Jacques Delisle is a free man after pleading guilty to manslaughter in the death of his wife. The 88-year-old Quebec man was convicted of the first-degree murder of his severely disabled wife in 2012. He's been trying to prove his innocence ever since. Emily Warren has more.
We are happy with the decision today.
Prosecutor François Godin says today's outcome is the best possible under the circumstances.
This case, somewhere, sometime, has to come to an end.
Godin says he doesn't believe Delisle would have been able to stand a second trial. The 88-year-old man looked frail as he shuffled slowly out of the courtroom. He had to ask his lawyer to repeat what was being said several times. Both sides still disagree on the facts of what happened the day Delisle's wife died. Nicole Rainville, who had been partially paralyzed by a stroke, died from a gunshot to the head in 2009. Delisle says he gave her the gun, but his lawyer still insists his client did not pull the trigger.
The charge that I thought was more appropriate was assisting suicide, but it was not accepted.
The judge accepted the two-party sentencing proposal of 8 years and 311 days. Because of time served, Delisle ended up serving less than a day. Emily Warren, CBC News, Quebec City.
Ottawa is pulling non-essential staff from its embassy in Haiti. Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly says the remaining workers, including the ambassador, will continue to assist Canadians there. The government says the move is temporary. There are currently nearly 3,000 Canadians registered in Haiti. The country is in crisis as armed criminal gangs have taken control of much of the capital, Port-au-Prince. Attempts to put together a transitional council to restore order this week have stalled. The U.S. Senate Majority Leader and the highest-ranking Jewish official in the U.S. government is calling for new elections in Israel.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel. I believe a new election is the only way to allow for a healthy and open decision-making process about the future of Israel.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer says the huge number of civilian casualties in Gaza puts Israel's relationship with allies in jeopardy. He adds the strategy risks turning the country into an international pariah. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the U.S. should not interfere in Israeli politics. Netanyahu's Likud party issued a statement rejecting Schumer's comments, saying it expects the U.S. to respect Israel's democracy. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.